I'm delighted to be joined by Karen Jackson. She's the festival director for the Blue Fire Street Festival, and that's taking place on Saturday the 21st of September, and she's here to tell us all about it. This Blue Fire Street Fest, it's a non-profit social enterprise with a mission to promote social integration and cohesion amongst young Dubliners across all cultural backgrounds. So tell us something about how this was set up and what people can expect then on the 21st of September.
Absolutely. So Blue Fire Street Fest was set up 6 years ago with a mission to bring people together, to connect with different cultures. Ireland and Dublin in particular has become so diverse over the past 20 years, mm-hmm. but we haven't necessarily had a space to meet and to engage with all our new neighbours.
Yeah.
And it was founded after I lived abroad in Barcelona. My husband's from the Gambia, and I experienced a lot of racism for being in a mixed race relationship. And I was in a country where they'd had immigration for a lot longer than Ireland had. Yeah. And I suppose Blue Fire came from the vision and the desire to create a space for people to meet before segregation and racism could take hold within our society.
Yeah, that's good, because at the moment there's quite a number of different cultural things that you find where you might have Brazilians or African-Americans or Africans, and they have their own cultural festivals going around. But this is a lovely thing that you get all cultures together.
Yeah, I mean, even Irish culture as well. I think that's what's really important, is that it really does bring every culture together, and it gives us a chance to meet and engage with and learn about each other in a really, really fun way, you know? Mm. Because for our social enterprise, you know, we want to have fun together, we want to enjoy our time together, and the festival's a really, really great way of doing that. Mm. And also, the festival kind of has two...
Sorry, I'm losing you. Hello?
Oh, how's that now?
That's much better, yes.
So no, I was just saying there, you know, that the festival is a great chance to really enjoy and meet other cultures in a really fun way, mm-hmm. but also to talk about other cultures or to talk about different social issues that impact us as a whole community. So this year we're looking at climate change and its impact on the planet. Mm. We're looking at peace because the festival coincides with International Day of Peace. Mm. So we're really honouring that day and seeing, you know, what can we do as a collective Dublin community and as a community of young change makers to really promote and develop peace within our communities.
And did you purposefully pick that date because of it being the International Day of Peace?
No, the festival has always actually fallen on the third Saturday in September, and then this year it turned out to fall on International Peace Day, and obviously because we are a World Cultures Arts Festival, it made a lot of sense to honour this. And, you know, even though as a society there is real racism in Ireland and there is injustice and inequality, we've also made a lot of progress, and we've made that progress because of incredible people like Nelson Mandela, like Mahatma Gandhi. It's also the 150th anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi's birth. And it's so important to really honour that, you know, we're only at a point where we can talk so openly about these issues because of people like that and because of what's happened in peace movements in the past.
Mm, exactly, yeah. If it wasn't for these people. But now, let us know then what people can expect at the actual event. I know there's the opening with the midday global minute of silence, and that'll be held by the Lord Mayor of Dublin and members of the Tibetan Buddhist Centre. That's lovely. So that will be the opening of it, and then there's lots more. What can people expect to have?
Yes, we have everything happening at the festival. As always, we like to go overboard. We have music performances, we have street art murals, we have a speaker's corner, we have a youth talk section that's exploring issues like media, the hypersexualization of women, diversity within our media at the moment. We've got open dance classes, we've done a project with teenagers in North Inner City, and they've created this giant art mural looking at peace heroes and then peace people who've led peace within our within Dublin society, from a home looking at homelessness through peace. And then we've got a nighttime projection event as well, running from 8 until 10 p.m. So that kicks off at 11 a.m. with the peace ceremony until 12. And then the main event with all our live performances runs from 12 right through till 10 p.m.
Right. And now this speaker's corner, it's not like something from Hyde Park that you can just, anybody can just walk along and get up on a soapbox and say what they like, is it?
We have set speakers scheduled for the day.
Right.
But then also it'll be very interactive and looking for audience interaction and audience feedback and really trying to create conversations within our community on issues that matter to us all.
Very good. Now, and it's all free, isn't it? All free to the public.
Everything is free. It's one of the things that we've kept true since our very first year is ensuring that everything that we do is fully accessible to everyone.
Great. So where do they, where do people go? They go midday 10, is it what, 12? 11. 11,
it's actually 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Our peace ceremony starts at.
And it's at the Smithfield Village Square.
Yes, Smithfield Square in Dublin 7. It's a 10-minute walk from O'Connell Street and it's also on the Red Lewis line.
Right.
And you can find it, our programme is being launched tomorrow, we're so excited.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find it, all the programme details from tomorrow onwards on bluefiredublin.ie.
Right, bluefiredublin.ie. So they go there and all the info is there. And no tickets required, just head on over on Saturday, 21st of September. And you're actually, the day after then is Culture Night. So
it's, yeah, we're the day after Culture Night and we think it's a great kind of addition to the city to really bring the city alive for the whole weekend and have a much wider offering for people in Dublin for the whole weekend.
So you'll have the Culture Night on the Friday, you guys then all day Saturday, so it'll be a really good weekend of culture. Culture shock for everybody. But sounds like a really fantastic thing. There's so much there. Health and harmony, well-being for there's just so much there for the day. So hopefully everybody heads over there and get on to bluefiredublin.ie.